Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. I am America's voice. Glad to have you here on a Wednesday. A lot to talk about. Three big things to get to right now. It was a fabulous day in Michigan Tuesday. Sunshine was great. Hope you enjoyed it because it's a fading deal today. Changing to cold and cloudy and possibly some big storms and big wind coming our way today as well. Keep that in mind. Number two, no masks outdoors. Well, that's the way most people have already conducted themselves, so no surprise there. And number one, will Governor Whitmer finally give Michigan a chance to rebuild the economy and the lives ruined by the pandemic? And I mean the ones destroyed by lost jobs, bankrupted businesses, mental health issues for our young people, lost marriages, foreclosed homes. Are we really in this together, Governor? How about the slogan is fix the damn economy? How about you take a real pay cut? How about you take no paycheck at all and feel what it's like to be thousands of Michigan residents? By the way, Michigan, the highest in the nation with 91,000 new cases over the past 2 weeks. And then they expand the mask mandate to kids 2 years old. You know, you're having the worst outbreak ever, and you're putting masks on two-year-olds who are not particularly impacted. 20% of Americans don't intend to get the vaccine at all. And for other people, the number's still high. But Michigan recorded highest in the nation, 91,000 new COVID-19 patients over the last 2 weeks. This is from yesterday, but still. Now, the 2 weeks previous, early to mid-April, 91,000 cases, worst of anywhere in America. Nowhere near as bad as India, though, if you haven't seen this. India now has topped 200,000 dead. The virus is out of control in India. In fact, yesterday they reported 363,000 new infections, by far a new global record, raising the total past 18 million. The previous high of 350,000 on Monday had capped a five-day streak of recording the largest single-day increases any country throughout the pandemic. India, by the way, has 1.4 billion people. It's the fourth nation to cross 200,000 dead behind the U.S., Brazil, and Mexico. Brazil and Mexico doing significantly worse, by the way, than the United States, as India is about to do significantly worse. When they kept telling you America's doing the worst, no. No, we weren't. We never were. Mexico, by the way, has 100 million people. America has 330 million. So for Mexico, America would have to have over 700,000 deaths to be on par with what Mexico has failed and what has happened there. But the policies for COVID-19 could change in the coming days. Governor Whitmer saying and indicating yesterday that a measure of normalcy might be on the horizon for Michigan. Cases are finally plateauing for the fourth time and declining. And so think about this. In Michigan, about half of the population has had at least one COVID-19 vaccination. About 48.5% of the population has at least one COVID-19 vaccination. 35% of the adult population is fully vaccinated. 35% of the adult population fully vaccinated in Michigan. And then you add on top of that a million people or however many have had the illness. You start to see that we're not too far away from herd immunity. And locking people in their houses and so forth is detrimental to the recovery of the state, both mentally, financially, physically, all of it. Here's what Whitmer said during a question and answer session in Macomb County. I would anticipate forthcoming policy changes potentially that will feel a little bit more like normal. The more people get vaccinated, the more things we'll be able to do, but we're continuing to monitor what the CDC is recommending. Well, the CDC is not recommending 2 to 4 year olds wear masks. And in fact, yesterday, the masks came off for people outdoors that have been vaccinated. I'm never going to wear a mask outdoors. I'll just tell you right now, that's just, frankly, that's stupid. Let the sun and the wind do their job. Some far-left people believe the same. Bill Maher comes to mind. Said the same thing. The CDC says that fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks outdoors. I never did, I never would, I never will. And if you're fully vaccinated, you're fully vaccinated. I think we should put big red V's on our forehead. Big red V's on our forehead. Vaccinated. The COVID-19 hospitalization infection rates have improved over the last 2 weeks. But the state still leads the nation in new cases per population as it has for a month. For a month. Yeah. While this governor was patting herself on the back and telling us what a great job she has done in science and all this other nonsense. Last week, 34,000 new cases. But luckily, that's a drop of almost 30% from the week before. 3,500 people hospitalized. A positivity rate 12.2%, but that's a 4-week low for Michigan. You know, so stop telling us what a great job you've done and get to it. Do something. By the way, you know that the president is going to speak tonight to a small group of 200 people. I didn't think about this till it was just mentioned, but it was no problem crowding members of Congress together for the fake second impeachment of Donald Trump. For the political circus of impeaching Donald Trump with no due process, no evidence, no witnesses, no anything. That was okay in January of 2021, but by golly, in April of 2021, with lots of people vaccinated and vaccinations available to every member of Congress and the people that work there, well, you can only put 200 people in for the State of the Union deal. Anyhow, one of the big things that Joe Biden is facing is mounting pressure on forgiving student loan debt. You'll hear that tonight. More ways to give away your money. They think it's a great idea for people that never went to college, that went out and got themselves a job and did not incur debt, became a plumber or electrician, that they should pay for the people that went and got degrees that are unemployable. You want to talk about things that are going to really irritate people. Well, and by the way, large hail damaging winds possible with the next storm system coming through today. It's possible we could see some severe weather, a lot of severe weather to the south. If you're flying that way, keep that in mind because you'll want to try to avoid that. Let's see here. Make sure you get invested properly in your future. Do that with Craig Stiles at Ameriprise Financial. You got to make sure you're on track. Don't forget, May 17th, that's the official day for you to pony up your tax dollars. May 17th, Craig Stiles is the guy that I trust. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Anywhere in America, anywhere in Michigan. You know, so many of you have called. For those of you that have not yet, I don't know why not. What are you waiting for? Write this down. 517-483-4893, and you're good to go. All right? Hey, you know what? It's Ron Rademacher after the break. We're going to drag him out of the bushes, kicking and screaming. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Dudley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Click on the MHSAA website to find schedules, scores, and so much more. You can join through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and by becoming a registered score reporter. Check out blogs, plus podcasts and video of full-length games from the MHSAA network. All this and much, much more at the site for high school sports in Michigan, MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.